Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Matt.
And your co-host, Allie.
Thanks for joining us again today, and the calendar months are flipping by, Allie.
Is this just what, like, aging gets?
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
We must be having a blast.
Yeah, that's right. Spring has sprung.
Yes,
it's beautiful. The first Monday of March. Allie and I are having a true Monday. We had a little bit of technical difficulties we had to work through.
Yeah,
but
let's just be really honest.
We problem solved it, and here we are persevering,
back.
Winning at life and winning at podcasting.
Lucky for you guys.
Bringing you guys the March Clinical Corner
March
article.
Clinical Corner. What would they do without us?
Well,
they can't stop us now.
Less educated. That's all we have to say. So we know that our listeners love our Clinical Corner episodes.
Yeah.
They always rank real high in our downloads.
They
so
do.
Thank you all for your loyal support.
And yeah, shout out listeners.
Yeah,
y'all
hello.
Rock.
Hello to our students. And thanks for joining us. And we always try to give a little student question. So
oh, you got one?
You guys are probably cramming right before spring break, getting ready for exams. So I won't make it too hard of a question.
Oh,
we'll,
you're
we'll
so
throw
nice.
You a softball. But you know, when you talk about the article we're talking about is cervicogenic headache, and this will be an easy one for you if you're paying attention. Just what would be the best treatment recommended from a physical therapy standpoint? And we'll kind of go through that in the article here.
See, you said that really quickly, and I'm just going to stand up for the listeners who aren't students. And you said a word before headache.
Yeah.
That was a longer
word.
It was
not Gesundheit. It was cervicogenic. So when we talk about headaches, we classify them into different kind of categories.
So you don't mean like a tension headache, a sinus headache?
Those are all types, yep.
A hangover.
Well, no, not that. We can't do anything about that one. But this is called cervicogenic, which is kind of a classification of headaches that are generally related to your neck. So we've talked about kind of referred pain in other situations. We've talked about how your back can send pain down your leg.
Down
or how
the chain.
Exactly.
Okay.
So your neck can kind of refer pain up to your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's thought through the mechanism of irritating the nerves that provide sensation and stimulation to like your scalp and those fibers that are up around your head and can cause that headache. It's
wow.
often accompanied cervicogenic headaches with neck pain. So if you're someone out there who thinks, you know, every day at 3 o'clock, I get a headache and my neck gets sore and it's when I've been on my computer for six or 7 hours.
Okay.
You
it's
could be suffering from cervicogenic headaches. Yeah. It's often confused with, you know, like Allie said, a migraine or, you know, too much caffeine or things like that. But a lot of times it can be related to cervical issues, weakness in the neck, postural issues, tightness around the shoulder blades. We see this in a lot of our folks that spend a lot of time in one position.
Yes.
Maybe driving or working on a computer.
Yep.
When Allie's editing
yep.
the podcast, you know, she's prone to this kind of an issue.
That's some hard hours put in there.
But yeah, if you have headaches of this type, the good news is that physical therapy can help.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably not the first thing people think of when they think they have a headache.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, kind of one of the reasons we wanted to get the information out there, always giving our listeners direct access to the information.
Wow, early. Did I set you up for that?
Well, they have direct access to the information, but since you mentioned it, Allie, we also want to tell them that they have direct access to physical therapy. So they don't need a prescription or referral. They can come straight to Oxford Physical Therapy, and we can save them time and money. You know, these kind of issues often don't need complicated or expensive test. We don't need, you know, diagnostic MRIs and x-rays and those sorts of things. We can often usually evaluate this in a physical therapy setting and begin treatment right away. And there's little to no wait, and we can get you going and feeling better right away. And the article is going to tell you that, you know, you have the chance to get better with physical therapy intervention.
It's just like a walking commercial.
Well, you know, we try. So kind of back to physical therapy for cervicogenic headaches. And we've talked about lots of different types of articles, and this type of article is one we've talked about in the past. It's actually a systematic review and what we call meta-analysis.
Is
so
where they go through a bunch of other older articles?
That's then, right.
Okay. Look at
yeah,
me
so
learning.
They're going back and they're doing searches, and in this case, they actually use some software to help with searching and different things to evaluate the research. So it's kind of trying to compile all these different articles into one recommendation or one kind of summary, so you don't have to go and read, you know, 28 articles like they looked at in this study. You can read this one study that gives you the information from those 28 sources.
You know, I think Amazon is doing that now. Instead of having to go through all the reviews for a specific product, they'll say, people say they like this, and it has like four keywords of the things that they like, and then four keywords of things that they didn't like. Huh. So like, you don't even have to go through the reviews anymore.
Well, then people say they like Oxford. We must be doing all right.
only keywords that are positive.
Yeah. So when we talk about the things that they were looking at, they looked at a lot of different interventions, and Allie will post this in the episode notes, but there is a list of the different articles in a table, and it lists out all the different interventions that they were looking at in physical therapy. And as you can imagine from some of the previous episodes, we talk about looking at soft tissue work. We talk about looking at combining soft tissue with mobilization. We talk about soft tissue and exercise. We talk about exercise only. They talk about dry needling. They talk about spinal mobilization with dry needling, thermal modalities. So there's a lot of different things that they looked at in these combination of different articles. And it was really kind of interesting to look at the different things that they had kind of studied as something that could potentially help cervicogenic headaches. Because I don't know if you've ever suffered from it, but these issues can be, pretty limiting. It's hard to concentrate. It's hard to focus. It's hard to really do much when you got a headache. And you don't want to be taking medicine, like Advil or ibuprofen or Tylenol for a headache every day.
Right.
So looking at the underlying cause and getting to the root of that problem, I think is patients are generally pretty motivated to do. But when we talk about the different interventions and all the different 28 articles and what they came back with was, if you reference when you kind of look at the article, you can see kind of table four. The highest rated evidence was for manipulation combined with dry needling. So that combination seemed to produce the best, with up to 87% confidence, 93% confidence in some instances.
Wow.
That you were going to get some, short-term headache intensity relief and feel better from
right.
that. So I think that, I would say those treatments are going to, we talk about different phases of rehab. Those treatments are probably going to address the pain mm-hmm. and lower the headache intensity. And we've always talked that it's never going to be, in our setting, just a hands-on treatment or just a hands-on treatment and dry needling. We're always going to be doing the corrective exercise to address the underlying issue.
Okay.
So trying to get at, what is limiting the maybe mobility, or what is the restriction, what is creating the nerve irritation.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about the manipulation and dry needling is that it offers the ability to lower the pain. And who wants to exercise when they hurt?
Nobody.
I mean, if you had a headache, Allie, and I was like, okay,
right, we're
going to do
give
some
me 20.
Stretches, you'd be like, please leave me
not?
Alone.
Yeah.
I just want to close my eyes and rest.
Right.
So when we look at, treatment and we look at exercise-only treatment, unfortunately, it does a very, very poor job. It's only just a little bit better than the control, which is no treatment at all, basically.
Oh.
So I think, kind of like we're always looking at what should we research next, or how can we take this information and learn even more. I think it'd be great if we had some sort of phased study where they could do mobilization or manipulation and then do dry needling, and then follow that group with some exercise and see if they outperformed maybe the group that only got manipulation and dry needling, and lowered not only just the headache intensity, so it feels better, but is the frequency of headaches getting better, and are you having less of those over time? Because, when we talk about really making a difference, we want to fix the headache. We want it to feel
right.
better. But our ultimate goal is that these are not becoming a continued daily annoyance.
Yeah, because even though our treatment, and I don't know if I'm right saying this, but our treatment's not a cure-all if you're just going to go back and sit in that same terrible position that's giving you the headache, right?
Yeah, I think it's. I think you're right. I think we have to look at what is that underlying cause, okay. You know? So there's a lot of factors that play into that and a lot of factors that Oxford Physical Therapy can help with. You know, often when we're dealing with a patient that's having these kind of an issues, and over the last number of years, work situations and work settings have changed so much. And, you know, in my own instance, I go between 12 different locations and all over the place. Right. And, you know, if someone's having these issues and we're working with them as a patient, what we'll often do is we'll have that patient or a patient's loved one or some a coworker take some pictures. Take a picture of them working from the side and from the front and bring them in, and then let's look at them, because that's going to help us identify even further.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, maybe now we're seeing the problem, and that's a great link in the patient's mind. You know, we've been talking about posture, patient, and we've been talking about how that impacts irritating the back of your neck. Well, look at this picture. You're sitting on your couch with your laptop on your pillow and your feet crossed and your head is bent down 40 degrees squinting at the screen.
I think you're just describing my workplace.
Well, when you think about it, like, it makes perfect sense why at the end of, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 hours of that, you have a headache like anyone would, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like as you irritate nerves, if you repetitively irritate them, it takes less irritation to cause the same response.
Oh, gosh.
So all of a sudden, the first headache you get is after a long week. The next headache you get is after a long day.
Yeah.
The next headache you get is after the
stressful
first hour.
Email.
You know, so it's like these things tend to build in intensity tend to build in frequency. So our advice is, get to the source of the problem early. You know, if you've just changed work situation, you've just changed jobs, something's just moved around in your physical environment, or, you know, maybe you've just noticed like, hey, I'm starting to get some soreness in like the middle part of my back, and okay, I can deal with that. I'm going to stretch, whatever. But now I get that soreness and I also get a headache. Like, that's probably a link to that. And it's just light bulbs should be going off. That, you know, some physical therapy is probably, again, this article proves the best treatment for these kind of problems, because they're not going away.
Yeah.
So we can kind of try to push it under the rug, but eventually it's going to rear its head and it's going to come back. And what happens is as you develop pain, pain causes muscle inhibition. So that means that muscles don't want to work as strong.
Wow.
And so if you have pain coming from your neck and pain causing headaches, your neck gets weaker. And then headaches come on sooner. And we often see these in extended positions. So like I mentioned earlier, prolonged sitting, prolonged driving, prolonged reading, all these different prolonged situations. And one of the things we lose in muscles when they get weaker is we lose endurance before we lose strength. So if your arm got weaker, you might be able to pick up 5 pounds in your right arm and 5 pounds in your left arm one time and it would be exactly the same. But let's say you had a right arm injury and it was weak for some reason. If I had you pick up that same 5 pound weight and you could do it maybe 10 or 15 times in your left arm, you might only be able to do it 1 or 2 or 3 times in your right arm. You would just see that that endurance in the muscle really nosedives.
So my TikTok scrolling arm is less strong now.
Could be. It could be worn out, Allie. You could be suffering from an overuse syndrome.
You know, I'm just airing all my grievances here.
Well, so hopefully our students are listening and got a little bit out of this. And you know, if folks have cervicogenic headache, manipulation and dry needling is going to be kind of a go-to treatment to lower that pain intensity.
Yeah.
Now, you can dig into the different articles. There was a couple different types of manipulation that they looked at as far as which one is going to be the best. That's going to be, again, patient-dependent, but probably an area for future study we could look at is standardize the manipulation prescription and kind of trial and see which one is going to work. But, you know, like anything in physical therapy, there's just so many variables. So we got a lot of future studies to do and exciting things to learn. But, you know, the exciting thing to me is that, you know, this article is hot off the presses.
Always.
We're putting these things into practice here at Oxford Physical Therapy. And this is a, you know, 2023 article published on behalf of the APTA, American Physical Therapy Association, And, you know, I think this is something that you'll find is that we're always pushing the envelope, trying the latest, greatest, newest technique so we can get the best result for
our
patients.
And as long as they keep coming out with articles, we'll keep talking about it on our podcast.
That's right.
Hey, is it something that we also do at physical therapy? Like when you said they bring in the photos of how they're sitting or maybe working on their computer, that we could also tell them, you know, when you go sit at a desk, you know, with a chair, and if that doesn't work, like get a standing desk. Is that something that we are able to tell them?
Yeah. So that whole process is ergonomics, and we'll do ergonomics intervention. A large part of what we do in our on-site industrial program, shout out to our Oxford at Work team. We're out there with employers doing this on a formalized basis, but on an individualized basis, patient to patient, we can certainly make recommendations about that. And a lot of times these micro breaks are modulating positions, meaning you get a standing desk and maybe that standing desk collapses into sitting. So you might spend 30 minutes standing, 30 minutes sitting, alternating that, you know, different things like that. We talk about micro breaks. I get it. Everyone's busy. It doesn't mean you can take a 20-minute break and stretch, but can you take 30 seconds every, you know, more often rather than taking these bigger breaks? So, yeah, ergonomic intervention is huge, and that's definitely a part of what we can offer inside of this physical therapy treatment plan.
Yeah, if you want to be really crazy, you'd be the kind of person who has a standing desk and the treadmill underneath the desk as you're walking.
The treadmill desks are interesting to me. I mean, I could see myself like getting on there and getting in a zone and you like walk across the country. I mean,
and that never came back.
Yeah, I know. So I've shied away from that because who knows how long I'd walk. But anyway, when you get in a roll, you know, that would be a really interesting scenario.
Well, the world will never know.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, guys. Happy March. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And hope spring's off to a good start for you.
Until the next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com. And you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a bee visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it movin'.